This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The head of Canada's largest Native organization says the federal government should delay legalizing marijuana for at least a year. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the government plans to make marijuana legal by the end of the summer.
Perry Bellegarde is the national chief of the Assembly of First Nations. His comments about the delay came after the Senate Aboriginal Peoples Committee released a report after it studied what impacts pot legalization would have on Native communities. The committee says those communities need more time. And Bellegarde agrees, adding that it would give Native groups time to consult with their people because Native groups were not originally consulted about the legislation.
We've always talked about duty, consult, and accommodate. So there's issues of education, about health, about the excise tax. Again, that we weren't part of those dialogues and discussions. So if that's what the Senate committee or the report's recommending, we'd concur with that because it does affect our people as well.
The Senate committee described the issue as an alarming lack of consultation with Indigenous communities. The report adds that time is needed to also develop culturally appropriate educational materials to make sure Native people understand the new law. And there must also be addiction and mental health support available and discussions about tax sharing. Some reserves also want the ability to enact their own bylaws on the sale and use of marijuana, such as they already do in barring alcohol sales. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
The University of South Dakota Center for Disabilities is launching an educational outreach effort focused on Native Americans. The Oyate Circle will host workshops in tribal communities, as South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jackie Hendry reports.
Jim Warren is a member of the Oglala Lakota Tribe and has more than 20 years of experience running disability-focused training groups in San Diego, California. He's been hired to lead the new program and says he's excited to help his own tribe and others in the state. Warren says the workshops will include input from disability counselors, tribal vocational rehabilitation groups, and staff from both USD and tribal colleges.
I want to have kind of a buffet of services and awareness in terms of where folks can come in and just be aware of the variety of services available.
He says each workshop will produce a handbook of materials for participants that he calls Disabilities 101. Warren says rates of disabilities are disproportionately high for Native Americans, but treatment can be difficult to find.
And a lot of that has to do with the poverty realities of many of our reservations, as well as the health care. The Indian Health Service does what it can, but it's underfunded, so therefore doesn't have the access to a lot of the disability specialized services and supports in the medical field.
In addition to partnerships with tribal colleges, Warren says the Oyate Circle will also give diversity presentations to the State Department of Health and Human Services. For National Native News, I'm Jackie Hendry in South Dakota.
The Oyate Circle's first workshop is May 25th at Oglala Lakota College, with more scheduled around the state in July. The House Appropriations Committee Thursday adopted an amendment to support tribal victim service programs. It was adopted by a voice vote. The McCollum-Cole Amendment modifies the Commerce, Justice, Science Appropriations Bill. Without it, tribal funding would be cut from the Crime Victims Fund. Tribes and Native organizations hope similar language will be included in the Senate version of the bill, which is expected to be marked up in June. The four-day Navajo Hopi Honor Ride began Thursday in St. Michael's, Arizona. Motorcyclists started the event in 2003 to honor Lori Paestiwa, the first female Native American to be killed in combat. This year, participants will cover 1,000 miles in Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Colorado to honor veterans and those who lost their lives in military conflicts. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service.
Support by the law offices of Sanosky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanosky.com.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.